Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Dallimore, and I am thrilled that you've decided to join me today. I'm also thrilled to have my co-host here with me, Danielle Parker. Hello, Danielle. How are you?
I am doing great, Darren. It's so good to be with you again today.
Yes, thank you for being here. And thank you, everyone, again for joining us. Before we get started, I just want to ask everyone and remind them to please take a minute to go and rate and review our podcast. It really does help us out. It helps us to refine our message and make sure that we are providing the content you want and you need. That's important to us. Speaking of content, we have a great topic we are going to cover today. Danielle is going to share with us five profit-first focus items that everyone can focus on for 2022. We are profit-first professionals, and so we love this program, and we want to provide five things that you, as our listeners, can focus on for the upcoming year. So Danielle, take it away. What are five things, profit first focus items, that our listeners can focus on for next year?
Absolutely. Thanks, Darren. Yeah. So today I'm going to share with you the top five things you can be focusing on to make sure that you are taking your profit first in your business and reaping the rewards of all the work you're putting into your business. So let's just dive right in. Number one, if you listen to our podcast often, you know that we've covered this topic before, but we want you to know your expenses, know what you're spending your money on, and be intentional with your money. So the first thing we would say is make sure that you're reviewing your expenses. Do a deep dive. Take the time to do a deep dive into your expenses, whether that's you yourself, you with your partner, bookkeeper, accountant, CPA, whoever may be helping you in that, or grab an accountability partner, somebody that can question you, someone that can, you know, offer that little bit of resistance to really get you thinking maybe outside of your box and asking the pertinent questions about how you're spending your money. Are you spending your money on the right things? Is there things that you can improve on the way you're spending your money? Whether it's, you know, changing the vendor that you're using, changing the source, whether it's software or insurance or whatever it is that you use in your business that you may have options for. Make sure that you're looking at that and questioning everything about that so that you know exactly what you need to spend your money on, how you're spending it, when you're spending it, and that you're spending it on the right things. Number two. Set aside money for your taxes. So as you are meeting with your professional, and as always, we recommend that you have a professional that can help you with your taxes and make sure that you're meeting with them often. And as you are, be intentional with how much you are setting aside for your taxes so that when it comes time for that dreaded day that everybody despises, doesn't want to do, but no, we know we have to, that you have the cash in the bank set aside to pay your taxes on time, so you don't incur any penalties from paying late because you have to go find the cash to be able to pay those. So number two, set aside money for your taxes. Know what that number is. Work with your professional in knowing what that is. Know your deadlines on when those need to be paid and have it set aside, ready to go, and so that it becomes a non-event for you. Number three, pay yourself first. You started this business for a reason. Either you have a passion or somebody pushed you to do something that you're good at and just get paid for it. Or you've seen a need and you really wanted to help people. Whatever that is, you have a passion for what you're doing and a reason why you started your business. But you won't continue to love that business if you are not paying yourself. If you are the last person in your business to get paid, or if you're just not getting paid at all, your first priority is to pay yourself first so that you can continue, number one, continue to move forward in your business and continue to love your business because you are getting paid for it. So if you're not today paying yourself, start putting aside money to pay yourself first before you pay everyone else. Make that a priority so that you can again learn to enjoy your business. If you need help in knowing how to pay yourself, if you're currently not paying yourself, you don't have the cash to pay yourself, we can help. Contact us or any other Profit First professional, and we can help you set up that system so that you can have the funds to pay yourself first. Okay, number four, eradicate debt. And we all have experienced, you know, this pandemic the last 2 years, and we sadly know that it has hurt a lot of people. Many, many thousands of people have lost their jobs. Many businesses have gone out of business. And one of those things that's really going to drive that unfortunate decision is debt. It's, you know, having too much debt that you no longer have the options. You no longer have a safety net, if you will, to be able to draw from a cash perspective, to be able to, you know, ride the wave of difficulties. So we want you to focus, if you have debt in your business right now that is weighing your business down and is reducing your options for you to move forward in your business, we want you to focus on eradicating that debt. So make sure that you're setting money aside as your cash comes in, that you know what you're paying in debt. Pay extra on your debt and let's get that down. Now, we don't have to have it all paid off tomorrow. If you have large debt in your business, we don't expect you to pay that off tomorrow, but make a plan. Make a plan and stick to it so that over time that debt reduces. And as you see that debt reduce, you are going to be able to have a feeling, a better feeling of security and comfort, knowing that not only are you going to be able to free up cash once that debt is gone, but that you're not going to have that weight of the debt on your business as you move forward. So make that a goal in 2022 to eradicate your debt. And it may take more than 1 year, and that's okay. But we're here to support you if you need that support. Number five, focus on your profits. Again, we've said this a lot, and we'll keep saying it. Your profits are what is going to keep your business moving forward year after year. And it's what is going to reward you as the business owner for what you love to do. So be intentional on what you want to be your profit. As Profit First professionals, of course, you know, we turn the equation, a profit equation, kind of upside down. And instead of saying, you know, your revenue minus your expenses equals your profit, and saying, oh, your profit is just everything that's left over, we want to make it intentional and say, no, it's your revenue minus your profits that then equal the expenses that you can spend in your business. So that you are taking your profit first as a business owner and being rewarded for all the work that you're putting into your business. That is our goal for you, so that you can, you know, number one, reap the rewards of being a business owner. Number two, pay yourself, be able to have the lifestyle that you dreamed of when you started your business, and be able to control your expenses, know your numbers, know what you need to succeed in your business, and be consistent in that. If you haven't yet read the Profit First book from Mike Michalowicz, I'm going to make that the number six thing you should work on in 2022. Make sure you go get that book and read it and understand it. It lays out the simple framework. There's much more really underneath that iceberg. Kind of the book is the tip of the iceberg, and the entire methodology, there's so much underneath the tip of that iceberg that really makes it a phenomenal tool as a business owner. But if you haven't yet read it, please go get the book and read it. And then let us know. Let us know what you think of the book, good, bad, or ugly. We know that it can change lives of every business owner that implements it in their business. And we have seen that as we've worked with our clients. I have one client that, you know, started a restaurant in the middle of COVID and is a very seasonal in a vacation spot, if you will. So it's a seasonal demand for the restaurant. And as he's implemented Profit First in his business, you know, in the down season, he's actually has the options to go on vacation, but still be able to pay the rent and everything, you know, all those other expenses that still are there, and be able to, you know, kind of ride the wave of the downturn in the season and still be okay. So that is what I love about it. It gives you options. It gives you a plan. It gives you, you know, a framework for finding success in your business. So if you are struggling now in your business with your cash flow, make sure, number one, you read the book. And number two, start understanding these five things in your business, these five steps in your business that you can focus on to change that scenario for you and your business. Because here at Procentic, Darren and I, that is what we're here for, to provide the support for you. We are most interested in helping you succeed. That is what drives us forward. And that is what makes a difference for us. And that's what we're passionate about, is seeing you succeed. And so if you have questions about anything of these five steps or in the book, please feel free to reach out to us. You can reach us on our Instagram and Facebook page, DM us as you, you know, have questions, need support, or just want to bounce ideas off, please reach out. But these are the five things that are really going to help you become a profitable business in your business in 2022. And that is our hope for you.
Those are some great tips, Danielle. Five things that people can do to help their business be successful in this next year, 2022 and beyond. Some great information. Thank you, Danielle. Everyone, go out and get the book and follow these five things, and you will find success in your business. We want to thank you all for joining us for this episode of our podcast. If you haven't already done so, please make sure you go out and check out our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram. It's just go to type in at Procentic and you'll find us. If you need to know how to spell that, just check out our podcast show notes. It'll be right there for you, so you know how to find us on our social media pages. We look forward to contacting you and getting to know you there. In the meantime, if you have questions, also go there for your questions. Submit your questions through direct message, and we will respond to those questions either here on the podcast or just to you directly. So everyone, as you go forth into this next year and as you go forth in your business, as we always say here, we want to wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurial journey.